As we stand, let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you speak to us in the Bible. Thank you that you love us in a big way that we can't understand. Thank you, we get to learn from you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, please do grab a seat. Children, it'd be great if you could sit with your parents because you're going to need to help them out for what's coming up. So, everybody, whatever age you are, should hopefully have a Bible in front of them, page 117. And if you are age 3 to 5 or 5 to 11, you will have one of your special packs. Thank you. Who hasn't got one? If you haven't got one, a size person will very helpfully give you one. Hands up if you haven't got one. One down the front here, please. So you'll find a few things for you to do in here. You'll notice that in both the packs, we have a little space for them to make notes if they want to, and so that I keep my talk simple. If I haven't said what the big idea is, I've failed my job, so make sure you do pull me up on that. If you are 5 to 11, there's a couple of things for you to do. There's a word search that I made, and believe it or not, that's quite hard for me to do, so enjoy it. And if you're a bit younger, you've also got some colouring in and a dot to dot saying, I love Jesus. That is pretty cool, isn't it? Or maybe that's just for me, who knows? But before we do any of that, we are going to play a game. We're going to play a game. We're going to have this side of the room facing off against this side of the room. Okay, so are we ready? Yes, we are. Sarah Williams is ready. That is good news. We are going to play a game of true or false. If you've never played that before, it's very easy. I will read out a statement and you will decide as a team which one you think it is. So the first one, true or false, goldfish have a 3-second memory. Have a little chat with the person next to you. Let's see if we can get some kind of consensus here. True or false, goldfish have a 3-second memory. Okay. Do we have, basically it'll involve whoever speaks first. On this side, what are you going for? False. Okay, this side, what are you going for? True. Ooh, okay. True. We're going for true on this side, false on this side. Yes, the swingometer is back from Christmas. Let's see which way we go. Oh, I'm afraid it's false. But then at the end of the day, how would they know? How would they know? Okay, next one. A group of ravens is called an unkindness. A group of ravens is called an unkindness. Have a think about it as a team. Okay, let's start with this side of the room first. What are you going for? True. This side? They have to go false. It's only a game. Calm down. It is true. If anybody knows what a group of vicars is called, I'd love to know because I couldn't find out. A mess, probably. True or false? You have to wait 1 hour after eating before swimming. I've just remembered that Joe told me to change the picture and I forgot. Sorry. Okay. Who is that? That's no one we know. It's me from this summer. Okay. This side, what are we going for? False. This side, what are we going for? False. Oh, okay. This could be the decider, because I've completely forgotten what the score is. It is false. Oh, it can't be the decider, because we've got one more. Okay, true or false, donkeys kill more people than plane crashes per year. Donkeys kill more people than plane crashes. Either traveling on a plane is really safe, or donkeys are more dangerous than we realized. That's where we are on this. Okay, let's start with this side. True. This side. False. Archie's going for this side. That's fine. Let's see where we go, because I can't remember the answer to this. It's true! So does that mean this side won? That is good news, because if Sarah lost, I think we'd be a little bit worried. Yes, you've won. Well done. There's no prize except my respect, which is a prize worth achieving, I have to say. But Here's another question. Some of you to think about. You don't need to shout this one out. What about Jesus? What about Jesus? He's the king of the universe. True or false? That, thank you. Great. I can sit down now. They've answered the question. It's great, isn't it? That is what we're thinking about this morning. Because I don't know about you, when you look around the world or when you talk to people about various things and the word truth comes up, people say the same thing. They say truth is what I feel. So this floor might be blue. I have no idea. I'm colorblind. Is it actually blue? It is. Thank you. Good. Bad example. But some people might be like, well, I'm not sure I feel like it's blue or not. Or what's true for you isn't true for me. That's a really big one. And that gets really hard when we start talking about Jesus. Because as much as I can stand up and say, Jesus is king of the universe, and that is true, someone might say, well, that's what you think. I think something different, and that's okay. That's the kind of thing we're dealing with. Now, I wonder if you can remember what we've been seeing in John's gospel. Last month, Joe made you repeat this so many times, you should know it off the top of your head. Jesus offers life that... Let's try that again. Jesus offers life that lasts. Thank you. You all are doing well. Well done. Jesus offers life that lasts. And what Jesus says is stuck to who he is. So I can't offer you life that lasts because I'm not Jesus. And Joe Hadfield can't offer for you to come round and have dinner at my house because he doesn't live there. We have to remind him of that sometimes, but there you go. Six Nations, you see. Telling the truth is good. Telling the truth matters. And just before our passage, Peter, who was supposed to be one of Jesus' best friends, has just said he has no idea who Jesus is. That's not good. That is not good. In our passage from the Bible this morning, we see people hiding from the truth. That is the first thing we see. There it is. Truth is hidden by denying Jesus. Truth is hidden by denying Jesus. The Jewish religious leaders, they've arrested Jesus and they've handed him over to the Romans. And I wonder, did you spot something? The Jews won't go into the palace. They won't kill Jesus themselves. Why? Well, verse 28, so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. They're worried about going into Pilate's house because going into Pilate's house will make them dirty in God's eyes. That is what they are worried about. Now, think about this. They're really worried that going into someone's house is going to make them dirty before God, but the reason they are there is because they're going to kill God's son. That is ridiculous, isn't it? That is really, really silly. Now, the big thing that's going on in this story is that Jesus is on trial. Jesus is on trial. If you've never been in court before, people go around looking something like this. There we go. What do you think? Have I chosen the wrong career in my life? Who knows? Jesus is on trial. Pilate is the judge, or so he thinks. He wants to know who Jesus is. That's a good noise, isn't it? Are you the king of the Jews, he asks. Did you see how Jesus answered? Jesus says, is that what you think? Or is it just what someone told you about me? Jesus wants to know what Pilate really thinks, but Pilate isn't interested. Pilate and the Jewish religious leaders have the same problem. The same problem is they're going around with their eyes closed. And what happens when you go around with your eyes closed? You walk into stuff, you bump into stuff, exactly. That is what they're doing, but they're doing that when they're thinking about Jesus. It is a little bit like this. Now, I need some small volunteers. Who would like to be a small volunteer? It involves water. Excellent. Come on, then. Okay. Ooh. Now, if we were doing this in a safe way, I would have put some sheeting down on the floor. I have not done that. Don't tell Rob and don't tell Hannah Brackenbury. So come on, come forward. Come and have a sit down. I know your mum's Hannah Brackenbury. Thanks for saying that. Okay. You're going to tell her? Oh, cheers, James. Thank you. What about no snitching? Honestly. Right. So your task, everybody, is you see these ping pong balls. Your job is to try and make them stay down in the water. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
Do you think you can do that? Stay down, like keep it down. Stop it from popping back up. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Try and make these balls sink. There we go. Okay. Now try and do it without using your hands. Oh. Ah, you see, there's a problem with ping pong balls, isn't there?
I can't do that.
They float.
Yeah.
They float. You see, if you push it down like that and then you let it go, it flies up like that. Thank you very much. Round of applause for our volunteers. Thank you. That was very short. Yes, like this sermon, hopefully. We'll see how we get on. The whole point of me doing that is because that is what happens when we try and keep the truth about Jesus quiet. It's like pushing down a ping pong ball. It'll just pop straight back up again. The Bible says that we as human beings suppress the truth. And what that looks like is trying to push down a ping pong ball. Grown-ups, if you feel like you've missed out and want to have a go later, feel free. Ignoring truth is bad. Ignoring truth is ignoring Jesus. And that is really bad. But is that a danger we might fall into? Do we go around with our eyes closed to the truth? Maybe that seems a bit silly, because we go around with our eyes open, don't we? But we still do it. Grown-ups, big question. Do people at work know that you're a Christian? Kids, big question. Do people at school know that you're a Christian? All of us, big question. If we read something in the Bible that we don't like, do we just ignore it? Because we don't like it. If we do, that is like walking around with our eyes closed. Like trying to make a ping pong ball sink without using your hands. Just like Pilate and the religious leaders, and that is not good. If someone at work or at home or at school or anywhere asks you, is Jesus king of everyone, would your answer be true or false? But what is truth? That was Pilate's big question, wasn't it? How do we know what truth is? That is the next stage in our trial. I am loving this hammer. Second thing we see, truth is believed by listening to Jesus. Truth is believed by listening to Jesus. Have a look down in your Bibles at what Jesus says in verse 36. My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. True or false? Jesus is king. True, thank you. He is king, but he's a different kind of king than Pilate thinks he is. He's not all about fighting wars or grabbing land. If he was, his disciples would have broken him out of prison already. Jesus is bigger. Jesus is king of everywhere, all the time. Whether we believe it or not, even though we can't see it, Jesus is in charge. Jesus says, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Pilate asked him, what is truth? Remember what we saw at the start? People say, truth's just what I feel, or what's true for you isn't true for me. But there's a big answer to Pilate's question. And we have the answer right in front of us this morning. It's in here. Jesus was born to talk about the truth. Testifying is a word people use on trial. I'm going to try that again. It's a really, really good hammer. Really appreciate the hammer. To belong to the truth, to be on Team Jesus, means listening with our eyes and our ears and our hearts to Jesus. What is truth? The truth is what Jesus says. The truth is Jesus' voice. Jesus is the truth. Everything he says. Jesus tells us and shows us what God is like. So belonging to Team Truth means listening to Jesus' words. To hide from Team Truth is to do what the religious leaders do. Do you see, at the end, they choose Barabbas, a convicted criminal, or as the Bibles we use in church say, a bandit. There's a word that doesn't get used that much anymore, is it? Barabbas, a bad man, gets to go free so that Jesus, a good man, gets killed. Do you want to be on Team Truth this morning? However old or however young you are, if you say, I'm a Christian, that means we listen to Jesus. We don't go around with our eyes and ears shut. We listen to Jesus, even though people say truth isn't real. We know it is, because we know who Jesus is. When the truth about Jesus is called false, do we stand up and say, actually, it's true? Because you know what? That's getting harder. But we're still called to do it. For those of us who have children, we really need to help them, because school is getting harder and harder and harder to be a place where you can be a Christian. And for all of us, it is getting harder and harder in this country to say, I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible's true. Do you know what? Even people I was ordained with wouldn't say that. I'm the weird one. I know, hard to imagine, isn't it? Me being the weird one. All of us, however old we are, however young we are, we need to stand up and speak up the truth for Jesus. That is what we are called to do if we say that we're Christians. Because Jesus is true, not false. Having way too much fun with this hammer. Thank you very much for listening. Let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you that truth isn't something we just feel. And truth isn't just something that different people think. But truth is real and that truth matters to everybody. Thank you that Jesus is King and that is true, not false. Help us, we pray, to not go around with our eyes and ears closed, but to stand up and speak up for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, we're almost at the end of our time together. We have one final song.